The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo. Presented by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford. Proud partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Visit SandersonFord.com. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Every Wednesday at 2:15, we get the pleasure of talking with one of the members of the Arizona Diamondbacks here on the Clubhouse Call-In. And with the season nearing its conclusion, it's with great pleasure we get to welcome on for the first time this season.
They saved the best for last. Is that what they did?
They saved the absolute best for last. The first baseman of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Paul Goldschmidt.
Awful bowler, too, by the way. Terrible bowler.
Goldie, are you going to sit there and stand for that?
I watched him. He wasn't very good.
Are you going to take that from him like that?
I'm probably below average to average. So yeah. Terrible is a little strong, but I'm not great either.
At least he admits he's not very good.
Give me the typical Paul Goldschmidt Saturday night out with my wife bowling, and I get a fill in the blank. What number do you usually get?
130.
Oh, that's not bad.
120, okay, somewhere in there.
Okay. That's not bad. That's above average.
Yeah. I'm like an 85 or a 90.
I saw you roll a gutter ball or two during your charity event.
I'm sure I do. I mean, you can't get all strikes, so no. You can still save it there then, though.
Yeah, well, a long time. A lot has happened from your great charity event that you do every year. That was a lot of fun. I was a part of that. I appreciate that. To where you guys are now, what has it been like for you emotionally? This team was in first place, May 1st, July 1st, August 1st, September 1st, and then just a terrible end to the season. Emotionally, what has it been like for you?
Honestly, you're just so far in it that you don't really – take the big look at things. You're just taking it day by day and trying to go there and win. But, I guess a few days ago, once, we got eliminated, you look back and it's just, it's not how we thought it was going to go. But, we just didn't play well enough and the other teams played better than we did.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Was there a moment, now that you've got the benefit of, okay, it's over, it happened, and we asked Torrey this question yesterday, is there a moment, be it the Dodgers series, Torrey pointed to the Mariners series, a moment for you where you look back on it and went, yeah, that's kind of where things went sideways for us as an organization?
No, not really. I mean, we had the tough series there against the Dodgers, but you're still thinking, hey, we'll come back and play well. And then, we lost 3 out of 4 to Atlanta, but you're still, hey, we're 3 games back with 20 to go or 15 to go. I mean, that's an easy thing to do, just come out and play well. And, we just really weren't able to do that and get on a roll and just kind of, we're never able to get it going here in September.
You've been teammates with A.J. Pollock since 2012. You've been teammates with Patrick Corbin since 2012. These guys are facing free agency. Now that the season is coming to a close, does that cross your mind, the thought that you may have played your final games with these two players?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, when they did the Diamondbacks 20th anniversary team and us three were there and we were – the three current players along with Greinke, but just us three to come up with the system, you're thinking, how special it was to play that long with those guys. Because, I mean, I played with Corbin in high A, with Pollock and Corbin in double A, and then, we were all drafted the same year as well. So you look back about, our friendship and the growth we've had together, and it's been really special. That was probably the first time I thought about it, and, I just have enjoyed my time with them. I've learned so much from them, and they've been a great influence on me, and hopefully they'll be back, but as we know in this game, there's a lot of turnover, so you never know what's going to happen.
I've been doing this for a long time, a real long time, and I'll be honest with you, I've never seen a player handle his contract situation with more class than you have. In all honesty, I mean, the way you've handled it's been fantastic. You are 1 year away from free agency. Have there been any discussions with the Diamondbacks to this point of a contract extension?
I understand why you guys are asking, but I've always, maintain this, something I'm not going to talk about, and anything like that would remain private. So, I hope y'all can understand that. And, honestly, just trying to finish up this year and just focus on going out there tonight and finishing the last 3 games as well.
Well, that's fair. Is it fair to say that you would like to remain a Diamondback if possible?
I mean, I love it here. I mean, I think everyone knows that. But like I said, I haven't really thought too far about it and just, especially with this year, all the focus has just been take it day by day and try to go out there and, do what I can to help us win and not you know, live in the past or look towards the future, because, you know, any of that stuff can just be a distraction. And, you know, you owe it to your team to go out. You know, up until 2 days ago, we were, you know, had a chance to make the playoffs, and you don't want to take anything away from that. So, you know, I try really hard to stay in the moment and take it day by day and pitch by pitch. And, you know, that's what I'll just try to continue to do going forward.
Goldie, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, Paul Goldschmidt. I kind of lost track of this story, and you might have given your reaction to this, and if you do, I apologize, but I'm going to kind of ask you again. When Torrey rolled out that lineup last week of the Reno Aces, as they were being called, the B team, there was a lot of sort of conversation about what that was like in the moment to react to that when you saw that lineup. What was your reaction to that when you saw that was going to be the lineup for that particular day?
I mean, I just think from an outsider's perspective, looking at what Torrey did, I thought it was amazing. I mean, there's not very many managers that have the confidence in themselves and in the organization and honestly in their players and the coaching staff, and to make a move where you take out, you know, a lot of your everyday guys to in a game that was a really important game and a game that we needed to win. And, you know, I think a lot of people make decisions, you know, the least risky decisions. They don't want to put themselves out there.
Right.
I just thought it was awesome for a manager to just say, you know what, this is what I think is best. I know I'm going to get second guess, whether we win or lose. I mean, we're still talking about it, and we won 9-0. And I think that just shows how amazing Torrey is as a manager and as a person, that he's going to do what is best for the team, what's best for the organization, regardless of the consequences. I thought it was awesome.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. We've known you a long time, and I know that you don't like days off. You want to play. You want to play every day. Did you feel like in that moment that it was something that you personally needed, a day off just to kind of reset everything a little bit?
I mean, of course you want to play every day. I know all of our guys wanted to play, but I think you respect Torrey's decision. And like I said, he's always doing what's best for the team and the organization, and so you respect that. But, of course, you know, you want to go out there and play and you want to compete. But, you know, it's the manager's job to set the lineup. So whether he puts me in there or puts someone else in there or, you know, changes the batting order or positions, you know, that's his decision. And our job is to go out there and do whatever job he assigns to us. So, yeah, I mean, you want to play, but you also, you know, respect what the manager decides.
You hit 364 in June, carried the team. You hit 317 in July, carried the team. You hit 356 in August, carried the team. The start you had, that May was an awful month for you, but what you did in June, July, and August was amazing. How did you overcome that slow start? Because that was probably, I mean, the worst month of your career, and then look what you did in the next 3 months. How did you do that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't really think, you know, it was going to turn like that, but that's baseball. And honestly, like I kind of mentioned earlier, just try to take it day by day and, you know, didn't live in the past and say, oh, you know, I'm hitting whatever it was that wasn't good, or, you know, I need to do this in the future. It's just, how can I go out there and help us win and try to prepare each day? And so it really wasn't any different, you know, say in May than it was in June, except, you know, the results were decidedly different. But my preparation and what I was doing was pretty similar. And then, man, this is a crazy game, and that's why we play, and that's why it's not played on paper. So it was nuts. It was, you know, surprising or unexpected, I guess, but I guess I'll take it.
You referenced it a second ago. I want to ask you a little deeper about Torrey and the connection that the guys have in there to him. You've got your finger, obviously, on the pulse of this organization pretty good. It's been a hard year for him, a hard year for the organization. What the level of confidence that you guys have in Torrey and his decisions and how he has your back as the manager of this team, has any of that wavered throughout this process?
No, I mean, I can't say enough great things about him. I think I just went off for a couple minutes about how amazing I think he is, and I think the whole locker room feels that way. And like I said, he's always got the best interest of the team and the organization at heart, and the player as well. And I mean, there's always tough decisions that a manager makes, but everyone knows he's got your back as best he can. And man, he leads this team, you know, in such a good way. And I mean, from a player's perspective, I just feel like, you know he's hurting. You know that, you know, you just wish as an individual you could have done a better job, because he has to bear the burden of the 25 guys in that locker room or more. And I mean, I guess when you're the leader, that's what you have to do. But, you know, he does it with such grace and class, and we love him.
But you're a leader too, maybe more by example, but you are a leader of this team, and you have been for a number of years. A lot of people feel that if you could keep this nucleus together, you've got a shot at competing every year. Do you, as a leader, do you say anything to Corbin? Do you say anything to AJ as free agency's coming up to try to persuade them one way or another to try to stay here?
I don't think I really need to. I think those guys, you know, have been with this organization. They know what it's about, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. But it's not like it's a new guy that just is coming in or an outsider that doesn't know. I mean, those guys know it as well as I do. So there's nothing that I can say that they don't already know. And you know, we'll just see what happens. I mean, we got a lot of free agents. I know we're focusing on those two, but you know, there's a lot of guys on this team, a lot of guys we'd love to have back, and but there's also turnover in this game, and every year it's never the same 25 guys, and that's just part of it. I think from an outside perspective, y'all see change a lot more, and from a inside perspective, we're just so used to change every year of our career, minor leagues, big leagues, college. There's always a new team, and you know, we're kind of used to it a lot more than I think some people realize.
All right, well, listen, you're a great Diamondback. We enjoy watching you play. We hope you're here long-term, and we wish you the best in these final few games. You know, go knock the Dodgers out. We'd love to see that.
Yes,
all right, thanks. We'll give it our best.
Thanks, Goldie. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.